This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff. We review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Tell me about this. A judge has tentatively ruled in favor of environmental groups who sued over the adequacy of reviews for the World Logistics Center in Moreno Valley.
Well, the World Logistics Center, we haven't talked about it for a while, of course, is that gigantic warehouse complex proposed, actually approved, in the east side of Moreno Valley. It would draw some 68,000 vehicle trips per day. 14,000 of those would be big rigs. So it's got a lot of people upset. It's been controversial for a while. A number of lawsuits were filed that have been holding it up for the last couple of years since it was approved. Some of those have been settled. The South Coast Air Quality Management District and the Riverside County Transportation Commission also sued over the adequacy of the reviews of the traffic and pollution that's going to be created by this complex. They have settled after the developer, Highland Fairview, agreed to pay up to $26 million to mitigate the pollution. But the lawsuits by the environmental groups have remained in the courts, and now the judge has announced her ruling. She finds that some of the environmental reviews indeed were inadequate, that the review of how it would affect wildlife in the area, the San Jacinto Wildlife Preserve nearby would be affected, also noise pollution and the effect on agricultural land, some of the last agricultural land is in that area. She would require them to kind of go back to the drawing board and do those reviews over again. And there's going to be a hearing on this decision on February 22nd. The developer will have an opportunity to once again argue against the ruling against them. Mm-hmm. And then the ruling takes effect. Then they would have to go back and redo these environmental reviews. And in fact, the developer has said, well, okay, now we know what's required. So this is giving us clarity. So this will move things along.
Okay.
There is one other issue hanging out there, and that is, remember those initiatives that the developer proposed, and then the council enacted them rather than putting them on the ballot.
Sort of bypass all of these environmental reviews.
Exactly. Right. The same judge ruled in favor of the city and the developer on that issue, but that ruling is on appeal. So some of these issues are not resolved. They're still hanging out there.
The giant World Logistics Center is still out there in the distance a ways.
We may be talking about it for a while.
Okay. Next, Banning City Council is expressing concerns about plans, which have been a long time in the making, to build a bypass road for the 10 freeway between Banning and Cabazon, because anytime there's an accident, or even if there's Coachella, there's just these huge backups on the I-10 freeway, which not always are safe for drivers, passengers, and let alone efficient for moving traffic.
Yeah, from time to time, the traffic has just ground to a halt.
Yes, sometimes for hours because of accidents.
Exactly. And there are frontage roads part of the way through the San Gorgonio Pass, but there's this 3.5-mile gap, basically, between Apache Trail, which is where the Cabazon Outlet Mall is, mm-hmm. and I think it's Hargrave Street in Banning.
Huh.
And so what they're planning to do, what is proposed, is a 2-lane road between Hargrave and Apache Trail that would kind of create a link so that people could move and travel when there are these either accidents, or in one case it was a crime investigation that shut down the whole freeway about 10 years ago.
What are Banning's concerns?
Well, they're concerned that the bypass would send traffic through residential neighborhoods in Banning because of where it ends. Also, that it would cause wear and tear on city streets, and they would have to maintain those streets. And there's also a concern that big rigs might use it to avoid the CHP way station, which is right in that area.
Oh, that's right. Huh, interesting.
Now, as you mentioned, Ken, this has been underway for a long time. The Transportation Commission actually studied, I think, 15 alternatives. They've narrowed it down to 2. And now these concerns have come forward. The report was due to be finalized at the end of this month. But now, with Banning raising these concerns, it may be delayed a little bit to give the city a chance to have town hall meetings and get feedback from their residents. Although there's already been quite a bit of feedback over this period of 10 years of the study.
Okay. We'll see if they can get that resolved before another decade passes. And finally, we talked about this last week. Riverside Mayor Rusty Bailey is defending his veto of the city manager's contract, which was extended on a 5-2 vote of the city council in a city council meeting that turned out to be something of a spectacle.
Well, and this week's meeting also was consumed by the debate issue. During the public comment, there were six members of the public who all spoke up in favor of the mayor's veto. The mayor put out his veto message at the end of last week, where he explained why he felt it was important to stop this extension of the city manager's contract, which the council had just approved on a 5-2 vote. He didn't address whether or not he has the veto power, which is really what's at issue here. The city attorney says that the charter clearly says the council is in charge of hiring and firing or extending the contract of the city manager, not the mayor.
But at that meeting, that first meeting where this happened, he seemed to indicate that maybe he would get his own lawyer and go to court.
Well, he said, the mayor said he has gotten his own lawyer. He has not said definitively whether or not he's going to challenge this in court. And really, that's the only way to determine whether or not he does have the veto power over this particular issue. There's no dispute whether he has veto power over ordinances and resolutions and things like that that the council passes. However, I just want to point out that in either case, if it went back to a vote and the same five members voted to overturn the veto, if he does have the veto power, this extension of the city manager's contract would remain in place.
Well, what is the status of the city manager's contract now? Is all this in limbo while they continue to fight over it?
It's not in limbo. The city clerk said that the new contract, the contract extension, is in effect.
Okay. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.